Next patient is Margaret Morrissey. M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Margaret Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y. M as in Mary, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y, Morrissey. Date of birth is 9/24/88. Date of visit is 9/23/24. Next paragraph is parental illness. I'm sorry, next paragraph is, please make a copy for Natalie Ingersky. Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, Ingersky is I-N-G-E-R-S-K-I, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph, dear Natalie, thank you for sending Margaret Morrissey for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is from Tellus. This is a 35-year-old extremely obese female who has been experiencing snoring and apneic episodes. Also has some daytime fatigue and sleepiness for the past several months. The patient was advised to have a polysomnographic study. She has gained weight over the past few years, and she denied leg swelling, denies leg or calf muscle pains. She does take Xanax PRN for anxiety attacks. Next paragraph, next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for appendectomy and a history for polycystic ovarian syndrome and insulin resistance. She denies history of chronic lung disease. Next, habits of patient was a prior smoker, a pack per day for 15 years. I'm sorry, 15 to 20 years. Vaped for a few months. Does not drink alcohol. Works in sales. No serious asbestos exposure. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother is alive in good health and has hypertension. Father is in good health. The history of cancer in a grandfather. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has fatigue and weight gain. There's no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. Wow. There's no hay fever or asthma. There's no shortness of breath, but has apnea and no wheezing or cough. There's no abdominal pains, but has heartburn and nausea. No diarrhea or constipation. There's no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. She has anxiety and depression. She has no easy bruising. She has no joint pains, muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, physical exam. Med list. Xanax, 0.5 milligrams PRN. Metformin, 500 milligrams BID. Lamotrigine, 25 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This is a very obese young white female with no acute distress. There is no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/70. Pulse pulse is 92, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 264, saturation 98. HE and your non-spheric pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next supple number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And the visas are scattered. No crackles. The heart, the abdomen, regular asthma, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. Mild varicosities, no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+. No gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is polycystic ovarian syndrome. Number 3 is exogenous obesity. Next paragraph, plan the patient will get a complete PFT and also get a chest x-ray, PA lateral. She'll be scheduled for a polysomnographic study. Copy of her recent lab work will be requested. She'll be advised to lose weight, exercise regularly. And avoid driving while sleepy. And avoid narcotics and alcohol. The patient will continue with metformin as prescribed, and the follow-up is will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Natalie Ingerski, INGERSKI, APRN. Thank you.